52 candidates are on the ballot for 21 seats in Escambia County government and the judiciary. Much of the attention will be on the higher-profile races, Pensacola Mayor and City Council, along with the Escambia County Commission.
I'm excited about it. I think we've got a lot of really good candidates. I'm hoping that everybody stays on issues and doesn't do the personal attacks that have tainted the last couple of years of elections.
Rick Outson is founder and publisher of the Independent News Weekly. Mayor Ashton Hayward is not seeking re-election, opening up the seat on the seventh floor of City Hall. Just after announcing his decision in March, Hayward, who could have had a run for a third term under the city charter, said it was time to step down.
Once you set out to accomplish something and set the goals and you do that, it's time to move on. And I think it's good to have, you know, new leadership. And I think it was important for us to make that decision. And I felt good about it.
Six candidates are on the August 28th ballot in hopes of succeeding Hayward.
Our early polling showed that Grover Robinson had about 40 points of those polled, but Brian Spencer went in the race yet. By stories that I've heard and people I've talked to, he's already raised $80,000 in less than a week, which sort of matches what Grover has in the bank right now.
Spencer announced a few weeks ago he would not run for re-election to the city council. While much of the attention is on him and Grover Robinson, who's leaving the Escambia County Commission, Outson praises other candidates for what he calls a pretty good ground game.
Drew Buchanan has been strong on social media. He's come out with a lot of platform issues. David Mayo has been doing videos. Lawrence Powell and Jonathan Green are sort of playing catch-up. This is going to be a hotly contested race, and by the time we get to the general election, over $300,000 is going to be spent in this race.
Buchanan and Robinson spoke with WUWF earlier this year. Buchanan cited some issues that stick out as among the reasons he entered the mayor's race.
The Hatchery Project, I think I would have done that differently, especially when it comes to being transparent as possible. The balance of infrastructure improvements and how much we are spending in each neighborhood. Although we're doing better, we're still neglecting many of our West Side neighborhoods.
As for Robinson, one of his top priorities is economic development with downtown Pensacola the key. Things are happening there, he said, that can be done in other parts of the city.
What I'd like to see happen is I'd like to see downtown continue to see what we've seen, and I think it will continue to do that. I've gone out and talked to other people across different parts of the city. The West Side would like to see some of that happening in Brownsville. The North Side would like to see some things off 9th Avenue. That's one of the things that got me interested in running for mayor.
Pensacola City Councilwoman Sherry Myers is unopposed for the District 2 seat, but Districts 4 and 6 are up for grabs with nary an incumbent in sight. And Outson expects a couple of dogfights.
Chris Phillips, who originally was running for the county commission, and then Peter Gaddy III has got a real good name recognition. A lot of young people, fresh faces, which I think is exciting. District 6 are two older candidates, both of them new to politics. Butch Hansen, who's the council's budget analyst, and Ann Heal, longtime community activist, and that one's a toss-up.
Moving over to the Escambia County Commission, where Districts 2 and 4 are up this cycle, the biggest logjam is in District 4 with seven candidates. The Republican emerging from the District 2 race in August will meet Democrat Scott Trotter on November 6th.
Alan McMillan has raised $85,000, spent $72,000 of it. Doug Underhill, the incumbent, raised $35,000 and spent $21,000. As much money as Alan McMillan has spent, it's going to be pretty embarrassing to have spent that much money and not walk away with this.
One of the District 4 commission candidates is a write-in, Lee Bell. Under Florida statute, that closes that part of the primary ballot to all but registered Republican voters. Now that we've met the starting lineups, let's turn to the issues. Whomever is elected Pensacola's second strong mayor will inherit a full plate from the Hayward administration, says IN Weekly's Rick Outson.
The Port of Pensacola definitely is going to be an issue. We know that that has been bleeding deficits over the last two or three years, ever since Deep Flex didn't happen. I think the other issue is building trust in City Hall with the recycling and with the Bayview Center and some of the things that have happened. That's eroded public trust.
For the city council, Outson says it's a matter of getting on the same page of the songbook.
We've got a jazz band on city council. Everyone's playing a different tune. I think the challenge will be, can they all work with the mayor? It's been difficult over the last 8 years as far as trying to work together on issues. These new people coming in will have a fresh set of eyes, hopefully have open minds to working with the others.
The Escambia County Commission contends Outson is much in the same situation as the city council. 2 years ago, he says, the commission was harmonious, but that's fallen apart over the last 18 months.
Can they get back together on the same page. I think that's the issue. A lot of infrastructure problems working with Triumph Gulf Coast, ECAT, economic development, roundabouts on the beach. They got a lot of issues, cans that they've kicked down the road that they've got to resolve.
Also on the ballot are races for seats in three districts on the Escambia County School Board, two districts on the ECUA Board, three groups on the Soil and Water Conservation District, three judgeships, and three seats on the Century Town Council. More information is available at EscambiaVotes.com. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.